Jane Latham, Development Director of UCAN, the Unique Creative Arts Network, told me how the organisation coped with lockdown and its after effects.
You know, UCAN's fortunate enough to be based in Cardiff University School of Optometry and Vision Science in Cardiff. We basically could see it was highly likely that we were going into lockdown. So, you know, the last face-to-face activity we did around March the 9th. And at that point, I did something quite simple that got a very powerful response. I just put up an accessible Google Doc and invited our older members and core group to pile in ideas of what we could do if we went into serious lockdown. So I'm pleased to say that, you know, we got off to a really good start. It was, I think, March the 21st, prior to lockdown, that we invested in Zoom. You know, we looked very deeply into that, and we bought education licenses that have additional security attachments and add-ons. And I've got to say, it's proved to be an extraordinary resource for us. We're running 10 workshops a week at the moment, and they're all a kind of variety of different things. But I'm pleased to say that it's the young people themselves that have risen to the challenge. I can't take any credit for the amount of time and effort that they put into it. Once we looked at the Google Doc, everybody's ideas basically fell into three categories. One was the interactive Zoom workshops. One was UCAN TV, where we encouraged young people to make recordings and videos that we can share amongst ourselves. And then it was only, 2 weeks ago that the team came up with the idea of the UCAN Pod Squad. And that idea has really exploded. I'm delighted to say that we're very busy doing all the things you need to create a podcast. Again, I can take no credit because I don't honestly understand it. But soon we will have offerings that will be available via Facebook or social media, Spotify, iTunes. But yes, we've had a very busy time.
Well, it certainly sounds busy. 10 classes a week is pretty impressive. And I think it's a compliment in a way, isn't it, to the community that you have there and how everybody is willing to pull together.
Again, I think it's the value of having a community, isn't it? Having said that, we're reaching out as much as we can to any children or young people with visual impairment who would like to join us. You know, we've had a recent request from another charity to include their young people. So we're looking at the logistics of that. Geographic locations are proving to be very interesting. We've had members who've moved abroad and gone away, and all of a sudden we've managed to be able to contact people in America. We've got friends in Bulgaria, people that we'd worked with before on Erasmus Plus projects. So although this time, you know, it's pretty serious, we are definitely doing some exciting things that we haven't done before. What has totally amazed me about our young people is their extraordinary use of technology. I'm old enough to have actually, you know, UCAN's been going over 15 years, and I watched our members' lives changed as mainstream technology became more and more accessible. I mean, they are without doubt extraordinary users of technology. I mean, one of our members wrote a guide on how to use Zoom using your phone on voiceover. And it's having that kind of knowledge within a group. And they're all very keen to support each other and make sure that others can access things. So, again, completely out of my field. I just do what I'm told. And I think because our wonderful young people do feel real ownership of the organisation. And we've always known if the young people want it in UCAN, it will happen. And I'm incredibly proud of them. Some of them who are in the forefront of delivery have had family members who have been seriously ill, who've been in hospital on ventilators, all kinds of things. And I'm very proud of them, and they didn't miss a beat. It might have been beneficial that they had something to concentrate on, but I think it shows strength of character, and I'm really, really proud of them. I mean, it's particularly hard for visually impaired people of all ages, I'm sure, the social distancing thing, those with guide dogs, lots of different problems. But, you know, UCAN is an organisation for creative arts, and our young people seem to be looking for creative solutions. At the moment, we're looking into what outdoor activities should the guidelines be lifted in Wales, which obviously are different to the rest of the country. What can we do safely? So certainly busy and interesting times ahead.
Jane Latham, Development Director of UCAN. If you would like to get in touch, email info@ucanproductions.org.